Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Monday, April 15th. Here is what we are covering. Criticisms are on the rise as the healthcare sector is poised to be revolutionized by generative AI, wherein many skeptics question the technology's reliability and accuracy. Despite the potential of AI to streamline systems and potentially catch medical nuances humans may miss, concerns about the lack of oversight, susceptibility to errors, and patient data misuse persist. This raises debates on whether the industry is ready to entrust such a critical part to artificial intelligence. Salesforce, the cloud-based software giant, is reportedly in talks to acquire data management software provider Informatica, according to a Wall Street Journal report. Informatica, valued at over $11 billion, has seen a 43% increase in its shares this year and recently introduced AI tools that could enhance Salesforce's offering. If the deal proceeds, it would be one of Salesforce's largest since its blockbuster $28 billion acquisition of Slack in 2021. Apple's recent App Store policy change has paved the way for gaming emulators to be available on the platform. Emulators such as MU64XL and IGBA, which allow users to play retro games, are now free to download, marking a significant shift after accusations of Apple's anti-competitive relationship with third-party developers. The move is seen as an attempt by Apple to get ahead of its legal issues, including a recent multi-billion euro fine in Europe and an impending antitrust lawsuit from the U.S. Department of Justice. Backlinks, otherwise referred to as inbound links or incoming links, play a crucial role in the domain of SEO, search engine optimization, boosting a website's visibility and authority. Essentially acting as endorsements, backlinks act as signals to search engines, pointing to the credibility and quality of your website. A well-executed backlink strategy, focusing on high-quality links from authoritative sites, can significantly enhance your online visibility, influence rankings, and generate greater organic traffic. In a groundbreaking move, Dove has recently launched an AI-related advertisement that is raising the bar for the industry. The ad features an artificial intelligence named Amy, which is shown learning about the unrealistic beauty standards presented in media and subsequently rejecting them. Challenging the norms with its innovative approach, Dove's campaign seeks to promote positive body image and diversity in beauty. Microsoft has begun testing ads within the Start menu on the latest Windows 11. The company will utilize the Recommended section, typically used for file suggestions, to propose applications from the Microsoft Store to users part of the Windows Insiders program in the US. The public's response to this change will be closely monitored and could potentially see the discontinuation of ads in development builds of Windows 11 if found to be unpopular.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's nytromarketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to this show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI, marketing, and tech news.